Welcome to The Hitch, week 5.
Hi.
Hi. We're back.
We are back. Wow. I would scream, except for our little 3-year-old is asleep and he's not that far away from us.
We're back in Evangeline.
We're back.
It is day 37.
Oh my gosh. I say it with a sigh just because I never want it to end.
No, and
it's going fast, people.
We've been
so fast.
We skipped a week because we were not in Evangeline.
Yeah.
When you last heard from us.
Yeah.
Which was only last week in your brains, but it was 2 weeks ago in ours.
We went into another time dimension where we had an extra week and you guys didn't.
Exactly.
We're Time Lords, basically.
Essentially.
Yeah, we're, Time Lords.
Kind of like a TARDIS in here.
It is.
It does look
bigger on the inside.
Bigger on the inside.
It did seem bigger today.
It did.
After not having seen her for like a week and a couple days, really.
It was too long.
It was too long.
Okay, so let's back up.
Yeah, let's back up.
We put Evangeline in storage
and
stopped recording The Hitch because we are no longer in the trailer.
Right.
And
it was a combination of we didn't have a campground because it's Colorado in the summer. We could not, we could not find it for a couple weekends. We also, it was your last week of work.
Yeah. And I kind of needed
a
little bit more reliable,
strong,
regular internet to complete my job.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Huge.
Janice. Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Momentous.
So we are now 100% unemployed.
Yep. Both of us.
Which is...
Good job. So if you want to send us money, go for it. I don't know where you send it, but...
you know, just care of Evangeline.
If you know of a rainbow where there's a pot of gold at the end or something, just let us know.
Especially
drop us
if
a
it's
line.
Somewhere in Wyoming or Montana, we can just drive right over and grab it. But it was a... This was a big week.
It was a big week. It was a big week. It was our last week in Colorado, so there was a ton of family stuff too.
Yeah.
We stayed up at my sister's place in Vail, which was really pretty.
Yeah, perfect weather.
Really
for being
beautiful.
Up there.
It was really pretty
up
there.
It was not as brutally hot as it had been, which was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Except for there was smoke from fires.
Oh, yeah,
all these, you know, that's just the new normal. And in the West, are fires. So there was a fire about an hour and a half away. I mean, not to talk about the negative, but it was impactful
early
in the early part of the week.
Really, it was rough.
It was. I mean, it was like really bothering my throat and my eyes. Anyway, it was about an hour and a half away from where we were, but the smoke was thick. Anyway, it cleared up as the week went on, which was great.
Yeah.
And yeah, we had a lot of fun. We found a lake and did a lot of lake time.
A lot of
playing in the sand. Our older son did paddle boarding.
Yep.
Yep. It was good. But let's get back to you and your last
week
of work. That's huge.
I know. It is huge. And it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Realize that, like, I've said multiple times on this, on The Hitch that, you know, I'm leaving my job, but like it's been,
it happened.
It finally happened.
Yeah.
You know, and it's definitely a little scary because
definitely
there is not something lined up
right
away, but you know, it was timed to correspond with this moment in the trip. So, I wrap it up in Colorado where I know how to work and I know where the internet is. And then we're able to spend the next little bit more than 3 weeks, just
being a family
and checking things out, and and then I'll sort that out on the other side. And
we'll figure that out when we get back from our trip.
It's awesome. You know, I mean, and it really feels like a new chapter,
it definitely is.
Like, we don't know what's happening.
no clue.
But we know where we're going right now, which is right now we are in Douglas, Wyoming, home of the jackalope.
One of the weirder Western thing, mythical creatures.
Yeah. Although, official mythical let me creature tell you something. Of Wyoming.
Yes, it is the mythical creature of Wyoming. It is also, you know, as I think we mentioned, we sat on the giant jackalope statue in Waldrug. So it's a thing out here.
Yeah.
And you can see why when you're here. There's like a zillion little bunnies, wild bunnies everywhere.
This campground is overrun with wild bunnies. It has a lot of bunnies.
And they're really cute. They're adorable. They're so cute.
There are so many little baby ones with the world's tiniest ears.
We were playing mini golf because our little son is obsessed with it, and they have mini golf here. So we played a little bit, and there was a bunny that was just sitting on one of the holes, like just chilling.
Yeah.
Just like laying
That's
there.
That's
what
3-year-old said. He's just chilling.
He's just chilling. And so we didn't do that hole because, you know, you can't mess with the bunny, when they got their chill on.
But yeah, home of the jackalope, which is a mythical hybrid between a rabbit and an antelope.
Let me tell you something, though. Oh, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Created back when people used to make funny taxidermy.
Yeah.
That's
so
a thing that happened.
It is a thing. So there are a lot of antelope out here as well, which is where it's coming from.
Right.
And so you can see that they probably have always had a bit of a bunny problem around here.
Clearly.
I'm guessing. And
you would think
so,
the coyotes would take care of that.
I know, right?
Do they not have a coyote problem up here, I guess?
I think, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why it's
You think
off
you would
balance.
Not have a bunny problem.
I don't know. I mean, once I was camping in the San Juan Islands, many years ago, and I don't even remember which island I was on, but it was overrun with bunnies, and I kind of get that because it's a small island.
Yeah, like there might not be a predator there.
And apparently someone brought bunnies over as a pet, and then, you know, things got out of control. There was no natural predator there, but here you would think there would be a lot of natural predators.
Like, you know, we saw coyotes multiple times in Colorado. You would think that those coyotes would be like, hey,
just
guess what? Let's
up.
Go snack time up in Wyoming. But apparently,
I don't know.
Not.
I mean, yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of bunnies. So I guess, you know, at some point someone thought, I'm going to take some antlers and,
stick them on a
taxidermy
rabbit.
Bunny.
And
but here's
and
the
then
thing.
Then everyone
wanted...
was like, this is genius.
I don't know why.
I just think that times were much simpler. There wasn't TV.
Maybe?
You could just like, you could pick up a bunny with an antler horn on its head, stick it in your living room, and laugh all night.
Okay, this is something I haven't even told you yet.
Oh, boy.
But we just went on an ice cream and battery run to the at the store and the campground. And as you were paying for stuff, I was reading this article that was posted on the wall.
Oh.
And I didn't finish it.
Okay.
Because I didn't have time to or whatever. But anyway, it's about this woman who has been seen some bunnies with little antlers on.
Oh no.
And she is convinced that they're
real.
Real.
Yes.
So we need to go back and read that again.
Wow.
Yes. Maybe.
She's a jackalope truther.
Yes.
Wow.
Apparently. So we need to go back and do some investigation maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow. But we're only here.
Yeah, we're only
We're only here
overnight.
Till checkout. This is we're taking two stops up to Livingston, Montana, which is just north of the north entrance to Yellowstone.
Yeah,
where
Gardner.
We will then
hang out for like 5 nights.
Yeah,
we'll
park it for a while and be able to explore all over. But yeah, so we're in Douglas right now. The big thing about this morning was we woke up super early. We had to go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had to go pick up the trailer from the RV spot, rehitch it, and get going. And there was like a pretty severe thunderstorm
warning
rolling in, according to the weather up
supposed
here,
to be rolling down
around noon or one. So we were like, you know what? Let's get up there before. We're driving through rain.
Right. And wind and
who knows what else.
Last night.
A tornado touched down 20 miles out of town.
Yes. So, this town that we're in right now.
That we're in right now.
Yeah. So, and we are actually under a tornado warning right now.
Still, but
until
it,
9.
Yeah.
But it's not.
I think
not,
it might have technically ended at this point.
Yeah. But so it is really important. This is something we've always tried to do. We've gotten better at it as time goes on. But it is important to adjust your traveling for when it's safer to travel.
Yeah.
Like, we really learned that lesson.
And so it was
a few times the hard way.
Leave early.
Yeah.
Get up here before, you know, or around noon, which was also when check-in was, which was very helpful.
Right.
Or wait a long time and come after. Well, it never rained here.
It never rained.
Our phones kept blowing up with like severe, like, thunderstorm watch and all of
that. And we saw, I mean,
all around
out
us
here with the big skies. You can see the clouds rolling in, and you can see it raining. It was at one point, it was to the west of us and to the east of us. I mean, these were different storms. And then apparently it skirted around and was just south of us. It was like raining like crazy.
And there were like tornado watches. And
High fives.
It stayed sunny and beautiful here the whole time.
The whole time.
It got kind of windy at one point, but never once it rain.
Yeah, like, we were able to kind of explore a little bit. And there's...
So it was super nice because we actually got up here plenty early.
We got up here. We had lunch. We explored a little bit in Douglas. We saw this. There's a really cool, like, railroad interpretive center, I think they call it, where there's all these rail cars.
Ironically, the Chicago and Northwestern Railroad, which is, you know,
the CB&Q. That one. And I know, I was like, the Newberry has the archives. Shout out to the Newberry Library in Chicago, where I used to work. Anyway, it was super cool because they had different types of rail cars, and it wasn't open today, but we could walk up and look at the outside and kind of peer in the windows.
In the window.
But I think we're going to go tomorrow morning. Because you can walk in and see like an old dining car, an old sleeping car, you know, just a regular sitting car. I mean, they looked amazing with like, you know, old school chandeliers hanging down and like old curtains. I just kept thinking of like Murder on the Orient Express and stuff. Like, it totally looked like that. But anyway, so we might do that. And they also, every Monday night in July, we were walking around looking, and there was this huge engine.
Gigantic.
So huge. And on the side was strapped like an old school
movie screen.
Movie screen that was rolled up like, you know, like your old classroom one when you're a kid, right? And so they show movies on the side of the train, which I thought was really cool.
We'll miss that.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night.
Pushing out.
This is just an overnight. But the good thing about getting into the campsite early is we actually had a day to explore.
A day to just be in the trailer again. You know, like, which we haven't, and holy God,
I
missed it.
I did too.
Like, getting in, A, it did feel bigger than I remembered it.
It did feel bigger.
But B, it was just like, oh, thank God we're home.
Yeah.
You know, like, there is just, and I mean, we knew this. This is a big motivation for buying.
Right.
It, is, I mean, you know, we do enough traveling, and it's always been this kind of like, piece it together. And, you know, and staying at people that we know's houses and staying in, you know, cabins and, you know, tents and all of this stuff. And like, there really is something to be said for stepping in and just being like, oh, we're home.
Right.
You know? And we had yesterday, we had actually driven to the trailer, me and you, with all of the laundry, because we had like washed
had
all the sheets
all
and all of
and
that stuff in that
house.
Time that we were gone. And we remade the beds and we put all the clothes back away. So it was like we didn't even have today as like a big pack in.
It was just like,
we're actually, you know, we're just already in, you know.
It's
and so
nice to put like all the toiletries away and everything and just think, we don't have to take them out again.
Not at all.
For the rest of the
trip. For the whole trip. Yeah.
I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, and it's so great. So we just got to like make pasta and sit around.
I had an epic nap. Like,
yeah, you really.
Seriously.
You basically just switched off.
I basically was like, I was like an android that just was powered down for an hour or two.
I had more of a fitful nap. I was convinced that at some point the tornado was going to blow through. But
we were kind of trying to keep it from our older son because we didn't want him to be afraid. And then I realized we can't keep things like that from him because we were in the middle of playing mini golf, me and the two boys, and all of a sudden he's like, "What? A tornado!" You know, because his phone hit was like, "Blurp, blurp, blurp, alert, alert."
Yeah.
But thankfully, it didn't affect
us.
Here. Yeah, I don't know.
Not here at all.
I don't know what's going on around here, but it, you know, far from here, but we're doing okay here.
Yeah, we're doing great.
And tomorrow's clear.
Clear.
I love seeing a
clear and not too hot,
not too windy either.
Yeah,
I mean, we're in Wyoming
where it's usually windy.
It's usually always windy.
And it wasn't windy at all. It was gorgeous. I did the drive today.
Yep.
And you know, getting out of the Denver area was always a little hairy, even on a Sunday morning. But man, we hit Wyoming and it was like the roads were clear. The roads were nice.
They were nice.
And the wind was non-existent. Yeah. And it was like just a gorgeous, easy drive.
I know.
Like, I loved it.
Surprisingly easy.
Yeah.
Which was great. So, I hope we get that again tomorrow. We're not going that far tomorrow. We decided to take, since we, you know, we haven't, we decided to take a couple of days to get up to where we're going when we could have bombed through probably in a day, but we didn't want to have long days. And I'm really glad we didn't, especially like when you factor in weather and just any other variable.
And a cranky
just
3-year old
being tired
all
the time.
Like, yeah.
I think I was the cranky 3-year old today.
You were sort of a cranky 3-year old today.
I just was really, really tired. Yeah. So, but I'm not cranky anymore.
No.
Yeah, we bought some ice cream at the store.
Yeah, we're about to bust into one of those to eat it. Ice cream Snicker bars. Those things are good.
I know. I'm excited. And
up tomorrow.
Yeah, up tomorrow.
Easy.
We're not leaving early because we're actually only driving a couple, like 2.5 hours or something. We'll take our time. And another night in Wyoming, and then we'll move on to Montana.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting.
It is. So we'll talk to you from, Buffalo, Wyoming.
Buffalo, Wyoming. It's
a pretty
tomorrow.
Sweet name.
Yeah.
All right.
Good
See
night.
Ya.
The Hitch is recorded on the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.